Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by the Farmington Civic Center, bringing a wide variety of live entertainment to the Four Corners. Country music, classic rock, and ballet, all on stage this fall. Also, on-stage theatrical performances of The Rocky Horror Show and the holiday classic A Christmas Carol. Find out more online at fmtn.org/shows. Continuing our conversations with candidates who are running in the municipal elections in November, joining me here in Studio A, Ken George, who is running for the Aztec City Commission from District 2. Good morning. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you, and thank KSJE for having me.
You are welcome. It's great to have you here. Again, we've invited all the candidates in the contested races. You were one that from your district that accepted, and here you are. So we've got 10 minutes to talk a little bit about Aztec, the city of Aztec, and why you're running for city commission. You're a longtime employee of the city, right?
I am. Yes, I'm 35 years in municipal government, 22 with the city of Aztec. I've been the electric director for 22 years, and it's time for me to retire. However, I'm not done. In that 22 years, I've been a part of every project the city has ever put together. And right now with the city, we have projects like our North Main extension, our arterial route, a reservoir rehabilitation, a new transmission line and substation. These are all projects that we've worked on for, gosh,
at least
15 years.
Right. I remember talking about them a long time ago. So yes.
Yes. And so they're all coming to a point that we're either started or we're near starting. And I want to see these things get across the goal line.
So that's why you're running.
Yes, that's exactly why I'm running, is that my heart and soul is with Aztec, always has been. 22 years ago, Mayor Mike Arnold, if those might remember him, met me in the parking lot there at Blake's Lotto Burger and shook my hand, bought me a burger, and said, "Welcome to Aztec." From that point forward, I fell in love with the county and with the town. And it's our home, and we're going to continue to keep it our home. And I believe, as being on the city commission, that I can help us continue to grow. I believe that we've kind of stagnated for a few years, and a lot of that was just because of money. There wasn't the funds available. I think with the with the CARES Act money and other things that have gone on with our state, that there's money to be had for projects, and we've gotten some of those funds.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor, the sitting commission, especially Mayor Snover, has gone to bat for the city, and we have gotten some funds. And now it's time to take those projects forward and complete them, and then start a whole new list of things for the citizens in Aztec.
Gotcha. And then now those major projects that you talked about, the arterial, the North Main extension project, and the other transmission lines and things like that,
yes.
Do you feel that those are going to help in some of this growth that you're talking about for the city as well, to attract maybe new investment, new development?
Well, you know, I believe so, yes. I think our county and the city of Aztec, being part of the county, are right on the verge of a big boom. I really do. I think if you take a look at what's going on, we've got people from Texas, we've got people from California, other states that are finding New Mexico. And our little corner up here is prime. It really is. You know, we hear the stuff about the real estate right now and the cost of real estate and how people just can't find a home. I really believe that there are going to be some investors that come into our county and they're going to develop.
Right.
We're going to have new subdivisions, and I think the city of Aztec will grow from 7,000 to 10,000 in the next 5 years.
Interesting. All right. We may hold you to that.
I hope so.
We'll see. Okay. And now when people hear the word growth, they sometimes get a mixed feeling about that because some growth is good, some growth maybe not so good. So how, I guess, let's talk about getting on the city commission. How can you manage that growth so that if it does happen and you're at 10,000 people, people aren't sitting in traffic for half an hour?
Yeah. You know, and it is a double-edged sword, growth is. In order to move forward and make your community better, you have to have some form of economic growth. We all know that, and history has shown us that. The trick is how you plan for that growth, and you just don't let it go crazy. We saw that in, 2003, 4, 5. Aztec almost doubled in its population, and we were scrambling as a team how we were going to deal with that, and then we hit the lull in 2008 through 2010, and we slowly started to climb out of that until COVID really, and then things have really flattened out. But I think we're right there. We're right there, ready to boom again.
And you have seen then from your history with the city the booms and the busts, and I mean that economically and revenue wise and things like that. You've
yes.
worked with a slim budget. You've probably worked with a little extra budget, and you could do some of the projects you've had on the shelf for a while. And so you've been able to, I guess, see firsthand how these things can affect the community, the city.
Yes, and most definitely.
And what can be done and what can't be done, I guess,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah, last night we had a candidate forum, and one of the questions that was asked was, if you have a deficit, how would you handle that? And if you had a surplus, how would you handle that? I was the interim city manager in 2008-09, right before the city hired Joshua Ray as our city manager. We were right in the middle of budget, preparing budget for the next year, and we were in a $2 million deficit. The city commission asked me and our team to balance the budget, and we did it, and it was tough. We lost employees. Our police department today still isn't at full staff as we were in 2007. Those are some of the things that if there is a surplus, I would like us to come back to.
Sure.
I mean, because we had, those employees, those police officers were hired for a reason in the 2000s, and we certainly haven't gone backwards far enough that those positions aren't needed today. So those are some of the things as a commissioner that I'll be looking at if we grow and if those funds come into the city coffers.
Understood.
Yeah.
Some folks may say, well, why doesn't the city commission or maybe and if you were on the city commission, would you maybe consider a gross receipts type of tax increase to pay for some of these things if they are really necessary and needed, like police or fire, things like that?
You know, I think we're, honestly, with the city of Aztec, I think we are at the max is what we can do.
So by statute, you couldn't
raise
anymore?
By statute, I don't believe we can raise anymore.
Gotcha. But if you could, I guess. So
that's a hard sell to the public.
I hear you.
Right? It really is. I think what we've got to work for is we have got to go out and find businesses who want to come to Aztec, want to come to New Mexico, number one, and then sell San Juan County, sell Aztec. I believe they're out there. I think we just got to go find them.
I see.
I'm one of those people that will do that. Don't mind getting in the car, and if I get a phone call from somebody, say, from California, and get on the phone, even make a travel trip and say, hey, we would like your business, your corporation, whatever it is, to come to Aztec, and this is why.
And that is what you feel is going to bring the revenue and the growth and allow Aztec to do some of these things that you're talking about.
Well, I'm certainly got my hat in the ring, and we'll do whatever it takes to help our community.
Gotcha. Yes. Gotcha. Very good. And we just have about a minute left this morning, Mr. George, so if folks want to reach out and ask you some other questions that we haven't had time to talk about this morning, what's the best way to
Sure. Best way is to email me. Okay. It's 505bronco7@gmail.com. 505bronco7@gmail.com.
Okay.
That's the best way to get a hold of me. And then you can always text me at 505-505-330-7463. That's my cell phone number. And if your number doesn't come up and it's not my list, just please send me a text.
Okay. Very good. Something tells me you're a football fan with that email address.
I am. Yeah. I am. I was
not lost on me.
I grew up with John Elway, and the Broncos are in my heart almost as much as Aztec is in my heart. Yeah. Right.
Well, there you go. Thanks for coming in and speaking with me. I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. That's Ken George. He is running an Aztec City Commission. My guest this morning here on KSJE.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.